Now time for locker room chat with Axtell boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan after a 53-25 victory from this past Friday. Coach, you guys had Tuesday off to kind of reflect on this past game a little bit. And as we mentioned last week, you guys had just two practices. That was it. And then you come into that one, you get the job done. Your overall thoughts on your guys' win?
It was a very balanced game for us. I think we was 12, 16, 19 in the first three quarters. And, you know, we held them to 8, 3, and 8, and 6. And we held them under double digits in all four quarters. I thought we did a really good job. The first quarter was kind of, you know, a little sloppy. I think we had 11 turnovers in the game, and I think 6 or 7 of them came in the first quarter. We took a while for us to get back in rhythm and pace of the game. Once we settled down a little bit, we did a really good job of doing what we needed to do, especially we kind of told the kids going into it we need to rely on our defense, and I was very pleased with our defensive effort in the game. I think, you know, they shot 1 of 19 from 3 and, you know, shot 18% for the game, and so that's what we had to rely on, and they executed that well and came out with a victory. And then we get a couple of days to practice this week before we play tomorrow against Flint Hills Christian.
Yeah, and kind of talking about you guys' offense in this one, Brandon Schmelzley, he had a solid performance in this one. He's kind of one of those guys that you're expecting to be your top scorer or one of your top scorers, and Eli Brockstrom as well. How do you feel like that those guys did on an individual basis this past Friday?
You know, Brandon did a really good job of, you know, like I said, we kind of moved him around. Last year he had to go play post, and when Owen got injured, and this year he kind of has to come back out to play a guard after the Landon Smith's injury. And so, you know, he did a really good job. He was 8 of 13 from the field. He shot really well from the three-point line, and they did an excellent job of getting us kind of in rhythm in the second quarter and third quarter especially. And then Eli stepped up. He's kind of trying to transition his game. He's been more of a catch-and-shoot three-point guy, and you know, he wants to work on eliminating that, and he had a good game. He had 12 points. He had 8 rebounds and 7 assists, and so, you know, when we see that production out of him, that's gonna lead to a lot of success and other guys scoring and making other people better. And so very pleased with their effort and, you know, their leadership there. Grady Bussing, you know, he's always our energy, but he got a little foul trouble. He was still kind of playing football on the basketball court, and so, you know, I expect him to continue to contribute there as well. I know he only had 2 points, but I think he'll step up and fill some leadership roles there.
And, Coach, you guys defeated Flint Hills Christian 74-8 last year. What are some things that you're kind of expecting from this year's matchup that's coming up here tomorrow?
You know, they obviously, you know, I looked at the roster. They got a little bit more kids. Last year they couldn't play JV, and now they have enough to play JV. So, you know, and they returned quite a bit. You know, we try to tell our kids no matter who the opponent is, it's a faceless opponent, and we kind of try to do – we play to our standard, and, you know, we try not to overlook anybody. We take every game and try to prepare for it like it's the last game of the year, like it's a sub-state game. And so, you know, we try to keep them focused. And, you know, that's kind of hard sometimes when they maybe look by through somebody or by over somebody. But they've done a good job this week in practice, kind of fine-tuning some things. And it's nice to practice. And so we kind of get to work on some of the things that we struggled with last week. We were bad on weak side rotations on the defensive side, and they owned up to that, and we worked on it this week. And so hopefully we can keep improving on that thing and build for February and March. And that's where we want to be. We talk about it every year, just being our best version of ourselves come postseason time. And I think we got a good start last Friday, and we hope to continue that this Friday.
Should be a good one coming up here tomorrow against Flint Hills Christian and then Pike Valley on Tuesday before we reconvene and do this once again next week. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axtell boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.